Now every day I'm on the street, walking along. I always see a girl that's talking it wrong. Tight shirt, short skirt, and a smaller thong. Okay, that part I like, but the point of this song is it seems some priorities have been abducted, twisted and corrupted, agendas interrupted by those that would have mere suppliers of sex, copulating subjects, perplexed objects. So by decree, I hope you agree to listen to the plea of this one MC. The standard is set by the powers that be, where wet dream becomes reality. But if we topple the tower of the powers that be, then we can be free in unity. But this mutiny has a problem, you see. These powers that be are you and me. Now I know there's a lot of things harder to be, but I'm looking for a girl that's smarter than me. I don't care if she's got a Bentley or a Porsche 911 or a Ferrari. I don't care if she can pick out pants for me with massive fashion sense to make a master G. I don't care if she can dance masterfully out on the dance floor shaking her booty. These things are nice, but not a nice objective. I think libido needs to take a wider perspective. Take a look around with a lens corrective. Forget about looks, cause beauty is subjective. But the definition of my mission is to commit demolition on tradition. I'm looking for a beauty that lies in common sense. It's our duty to eroticize intelligence.
At this time, in my defense, I'll state my thesis crudely condensed. The theory of erotic intelligence, to which I pledge my allegiance. That type of girl is better for us. Don't fade out, baby, like Tyrannosaurus. I'm telling y'all girls, grab a thesaurus and help me write a vector for us.
No, she doesn't need to have a Harvard degree, but I wanna meet a girl that's smarter than me. Calm and cool like nobility, and a tendency towards civility. A girl that's ready to doubt any teaching, and don't fall victim to rhetorical preaching. She doesn't need to have all the answers free, I just wanna find a girl that'll challenge me. Now before you think it, I will state your defense. There is such a thing as too much intelligence. If you spend all your time talking theories and tense, you lose touch with people and relevance. There's not a lot of logic in the lives we lead, so if you can't apply your theories, then there is no need. Dirty deeds like sex and greed aren't likely to be policy. So if it's some sort of forum you're wishing, I'm gonna need some more verbal ammunition. Looks like I need a better definition from which I can better defend my position. Intelligence is defense from submission, regarding answers with a bit of suspicion. With skepticism of all that is factual, facts can be true without being actual. Fact. There's no God in the sky, but that doesn't mean you need to think that just as I. Fact. To base anything on race is a waste, cause it generates hate in a haste. Now you can attack all the facts that I stack on this track, and that's fine, I won't change how I act. He never left, but Rapscallion's back, and that's a fact.
At this time, in my defense, I'll state my thesis crudely condensed. The theory of erotic intelligence, to which I pledge my allegiance. That type of girl is better for us. Don't fade out, baby, like Tyrannosaurus. I'm telling y'all girls, grab a thesaurus and help me write a vector for us.
36, 24, 36 is fine, but I'd rather your IQ be higher than mine. If you don't fall for the wine and dine, then that might be a sign that there's something more intelligent than intelligent design. Something easier to define. What I gotta do to get a girl like that? Know where I gotta sign. Now I don't mean to sit and whine, but for one good girl I'd trade 9 malign. If I ever saw this girl, I'd make a beeline. If I could only